This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Today we're going to revisit some interviews with comedians and humorists we featured over this past year. And we'll start with John Hodgman, who lives in Massachusetts and is a regular contributor to The Daily Show. This year he released his third compendium of complete world knowledge. And it comes not a moment too soon, because as Hodgman tells us, civilization is coming to an end. World governments will collapse. Currencies will be replaced by beef jerky. As Hodgman told us back in November, it's all going to happen in the year 2012.
Well, look, I'm not the only one who's saying this.
Right.
The ancient Mayans are saying this with their Mayan long count calendar.
You rely heavily on that Mayan calendar.
Well, yeah. Well, they stopped making calendars. That's how sure they were that the world was going to come to some big change at the end of 2012.
Now, do you actually have one of these calendars? Because they're big chunks of stone, I understand.
I have four of them.
I see.
But you understand, I'm a deranged millionaire.
And we're going to get to that. So you can read all about this in John Hodgman's new book, which is called That Is All. And it is a third compendium of complete world knowledge. John Hodgman, of course, is a regular on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, where he says he appears once a month to solve Jon Stewart's problems. He also played the boring PC in the Apple computer ads. And in his new book, he describes himself, as you said, a deranged millionaire. John, you also grew up in Brookline. You lived in Western Massachusetts. But I have to ask you, you know, reading about this pending global superpocalypse, also known as Ragnarok, is really troubling.
Ragnarok.
I got that wrong.
No one knows what Ragnarok is. Well, maybe that's your own vision of the coming doom.
So who is, what is Ragnarok?
In ancient Norse myth, Ragnarok was described the final battle between the gods that would leave the earth a barren wasteland. But I'm talking more about the combination of elements that will lead to the end of civilization and the end of human history, as the Mayans predicted, leaving only John Cusack alive.
Only John Cusack.
Well, that was in that movie, that documentary about 2012.
Well, the book is a great collection of invented knowledge. I hope it's okay if I say
that. No, it is. I mean, my first two books were books of trivia, but they were made more interesting because the trivia was made up by me. So instead of, you know, the nine U.S. presidents who smoked cigars, I would do the nine U.S. presidents who had hooks for hands. And as I started contemplating what to write about in this, the last compendium, the tripendium, as it were, I started thinking more and more about all these awful predictions that are coming for 2012, which, you know, reflect anxiety we have about the tenuousness of our civilization as it stands.
Well, I mean, there's some real reasons for that, isn't there?
Of course. I mean, you look at the European economies. You look at our economy.
Right.
You know, you look at the clashes that are going down on Wall Street, the drum circles, and the evictions that are going on. Community, the TV show on NBC, has just been put on hiatus. Who knows what else is going to happen next?
Well, speaking of what's going to happen next, this book is laid out in an interesting way. At the top of every page, you have predictions about what's going to be happening in 2012. And I'll just read a couple of examples.
Okay.
April 30th, 2012, electricity reverses its flow.
Yep, you should unplug your computers that day.
Okay. Yeah. May 2nd, 2012, firefighters in Washington, D.C. discover that mystical green flames cannot be doused by earthly water.
Yeah, well, that's part of a running narrative in my page-a-day calendar in which it is revealed that the Washington Monument was built long ago as a Masonic escape craft so that the Freemasons could leave the Earth and if anything looked too bad on Earth, and it accidentally launches and sets Washington, D.C. on fire.
September 27th, 2012, the sky over Montana finally collapses, crushing all below it.
Yeah, there's no way that thing can stay up forever. I don't see any visible supports for that sky at all.
Big sky and not a lot of people, so as tragedies
I see. Well, this is the Massachusetts way, isn't it? Others are expendable. We here at the hub of the universe.
So
as long as it doesn't come for us, well, I'm sorry to say, sir, you will fall prey to the Omega Pulse and the blood wave just like everyone else.
Really? Even in Massachusetts, the Omega Pulse is going to get us?
Well, here's the thing. In a sense, Ragnarok is a metaphor. If you think about it, the end of the world is a little like death. It's the little apocalypse that waits for all of us. It is the great equalizer.
Right.
That is until Ray Kurzweil or some other billionaire inventor figures out how to extend life forever.
And he's working on that, I understand.
Oh, he
is. At least for himself.
No, I think
he's going to work on it for all of us.
I mean, Ray Kurzweil sincerely believes that we will enjoy something called a singularity soon.
Yeah. No, he sat. He's been right in that chair you're sitting in, and he's told us about this.
Well, that explains all the leftover computer keyboards. I just should clarify. Yeah. My book is not all about the end of the world.
Right.
I mean, it's also fun stuff like wine and sports.
Well, I wanted to say it's a great collection of knowledge and trivia, as you said. Wine stuff about helpful foreign phrases besides "let's have a liquor party."
Yes.
I love that section.
What is it that passes itself? Something I say every day. And also, I do finally engaged with the great bane of my life.
Which is?
Sports.
Sports.
You know, I grew up in Brookline, Massachusetts, a Doctor Who fan, a weirdo, a fedora-wearing, D&D-playing teen. And, you know, if you do not like sports in Massachusetts, you are less than normal.
I noticed in the book you referred to the Red Sox.
I mean,
as
even
the...
Doris Kearns Goodwin is walking around with a Red Sox hat on. You know what I mean? Even the nerds like sports here.
I like the way you refer to the Red Sox as the baseball Red Sox, though.
That's the sport they play. I just wanted to be clear for people who maybe didn't know about them.
No, I noticed that at the very end in your goodbye, you begin the chapter, I know what you're asking. What if I'm wrong?
Yeah. What if you are wrong? What if I'm wrong?
No.
Yeah, it's possible that the world will not suffer the dog storm and the blood wave and the omega pulse and electricity reversing its throw and the rise of the 700 ancient and unspeakable gods precisely as I lay it out.
Yeah.
But I think we are looking forward to a year full of strange changes and obviously a presidential election. I hope as much as anybody that the world does not end on December 21st, 2012, because I'd like to get another Christmas in for sure.
Yeah, and then you could do another book. You could say, well, the next book could be called that. Well, it turns out that wasn't all.
I don't think I could ever apologize for this book.
I want to ask you about, there's a section in this book that I found really enlightening called The Rich Are Different From You and Me, and it's all about social Darwinism.
Yeah, it's a highly maligned concept, you know.
Tell me about it.
Well, you know, it's fallen out of favor, this idea that the survival of the fittest applies to people gaining wealth, and that if you have wealth, it proves that you are fit. But the reality is that most of the major robber barons were genetically superior.
Really?
Yeah, they had superpowers. They represented an advance in human evolution called Homo baronensis. So, for example, you know, not a lot of people knew that J.P. Morgan had the power to levitate.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. No. And, of course, Andrew Carnegie could create wormholes.
Did he really?
He could teleport through wormholes. They called them halls.
I see.
Yeah. And so when he'd say, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? He would say, practice, 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 because he didn't want to admit that he, in fact, teleported there through a wormhole.
It's funny that...
A gilded wormhole.
That the kind of facts that just fill out this book, they haven't widely circulated for
No, that's because I made them up.
I see. Okay, good. All right.
Well, but I try to make up facts that almost make you feel like, oh, maybe that's true. You know, why didn't John D. Rockefeller shave off that weird mustache? Did he have a cat's mouth?
Yeah, and there is a thing. Speaking of mustaches, this is one of your hobbies as a deranged millionaire.
Is it a hobby or is it a curse? I don't know.
As a deranged millionaire, right?
Yes.
And you have rules about the mustache, right? What you can do and what you shouldn't do with it, as I recall.
Yeah, you should only stroke with the grain.
I see.
You can twirl your mustache. It is not itself villainous as long as you are not tying damsels in distress to train tracks.
John Hodgman, you grew up, as it turns out, not far from the studios right here where we are near the Boston-Brookline border. What was your life like?
I grew up in a tent outside the studio.
You did.
In the 80s, yeah. Occupy B.U.R., I call it.
Occupy B.U.R., yeah.
Yeah, I would just hang out there and just try to watch Click and Clack walking in. I was a big public radio fan.
Because of you, they now have bodyguards.
What's right? that? Oh, yeah. No. Believe me, I really shouldn't be in the studio at all because of the restraining order.
Well, what were your growing up years like in Brookline?
They were idyllic. It's a wonderful place to grow up, and it was a place that could even barely accept a non-sports fan like myself, which I don't think you'd find in many other. Like, I live part-time out in Western Massachusetts now, and even out there, my artisanal baker friends and the weird hippies who own the cafe and whatever, they're all shutting down to go watch a Patriots game. I don't understand this, but it's true. In Massachusetts, everyone loves the sporting games.
Let me ask, we have time for just to bring this up. Back in 2008, you wrote a great article. It was part of a compendium of a state-by-state, a panoramic portrait of America, and you wrote the article about Massachusetts, which you described as a bulwark against the kingdom of the Antichrist, a brief guide to the most important state in the Union. Union.
We had 50 in that anthology. We had 50 writers writing about 50 states. And I think we got a robot to write about the District of Columbia or something. Like, we got a computer program to just churn something out.
But I want to read one line. You said, "And so all of New England was built on the long-lasting foundation of an absolute inability to be near anyone who disagreed with you."
Well, that's true, because Massachusetts was founded by religious pilgrims, the Puritans, who couldn't stand England anymore. And
right.
then when Roger Williams suggested that we actually compensate the Indians for the land we take them, they said, no, thank you. And he went off to just found Rhode Island. You could do that then. You could just found another state,
yeah,
just like that.
If things weren't working out in one state, just go off and find found your own state.
Yeah, the long winters here. Yankee ingenuity was built of long winters of people sitting in their homes and just sort of making baskets and little bits of tool work and not ever talking to one another.
Well, John Hodgman, I wish we had more time, but our time is running out. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
And thank you for the book. That's John Hodgman. He's a regular on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. He's also author of That Is All. Coming up after the break, comedian Rachel Dratch.
After SNL, I was kind of shocked to find that in the eyes of Hollywood, I am 100 pounds or more than I am in real life. I am about 20 years or more older than I am in real life, and I'm definitely a lesbian. All the time.
Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.